Good morning, everyone. All week long, we've been covering the whys, the notion of what weapons were used, and the investigations in the tragedy in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. But that was put aside for a moment last night.
Yeah.
President Obama had an opportunity before 14,000 people in Tucson and to millions more on television to emotionally reattach himself to the nation, eulogizing the six people who died on Saturday and asking for prayers for the wounded, including Representative Gabrielle Giffords.
Our hearts are broken by their sudden passing. Our hearts are broken. And yet, our hearts also have reason for fullness.
The echo there you can hear sort of tells the story of how quiet it was in that arena packed with 14,000 people. With us to talk about that moment and what it means for the people of Tucson and for the nation is Buzz Conover once again, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
Also on the line is Dr. Robert Shelton, who's president of the University of Arizona, where the arena is located on the campus of that university where the president spoke last night. And Dr. Shelton also spoke introducing President Obama at the memorial. Your feelings this morning, Dr. Shelton, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I, of course, have had a lot of feedback overnight, and while some people, a few people, express concern about the applause, it is overwhelmingly clear that this was a small but important step to help the community heal. The arena was filled with community members, some students, and, of course, many, many federal and state and local officials, including the families of the victims. And so to see us all there and to hear the president and other speakers refer to the need to heal, I think, was a very important step for the entire Tucson community.
You refer to this applause issue as possibly casting the entire event as more of a political rally than an emotional coming together. What did it feel like for you to be in the hall?
Yeah, for the few folks that have written me that are worried about that, I'm sorry that they couldn't be there to see the families of the victims, to see their involvement and their appreciative faces. I'm sorry they couldn't see in the eyes of the people around, as I said, community members, as appreciation was expressed to the many heroes, whether it was our student or the first responders, the citizens that prevented the tragedy from getting out of hand. And so it was a moment of reflection, but it was also a moment to celebrate as a community and to start the healing process. The families were uniformly appreciative
and moved
and understood the value of this event.
Dr. Robert Shelton is president of the University of Arizona. He introduced Barack Obama at that event last night and refers to the faces in the crowd. Christopher Buzz Conover is with us, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson. I'm going to play a moment from the president's speech last night, and I want to hear from you, Buzz, just what was the reaction on the faces as they learned this. Listen.
I have just come from the University Medical Center, just a mile from here, where our friend Gabby courageously fights to recover, even as we speak. And I want to tell you, her husband Mark is here, and he allows me to share this with you. Right after we went to visit, a few minutes after we left her room and some of her colleagues from Congress were in the room, Gabby opened her eyes for the first time. Gabby opened her eyes for the first time.
Christopher Buzz Conover, what was that like, and how did people's faces react to that news?
Well, obviously, you can hear the applause, the thunderous applause, and what you can't hear is the tears. So many people just teared up. It was that moment, and really probably that the first of those moments, but it was definitely a moment of great relief. Everybody I talked to just talked about crying afterwards. You said there were 14,000 people. There were 14,000 people in the McHale Center. Across the street at the football stadium, there were another 13,000 people watching on the Jumbotron who couldn't get in. And I understand the reaction there was the same, just
thunderous applause, tears, and relief.
You know, Buzz, this was a moment when the president asked people to use words that heal and not wound, and he was most likely referring to the vigorous argument going on in the media over whether or not political rhetoric caused Jared Loughner allegedly to shoot people on Saturday. And the president was trying to step away from that. This is certainly obsessing the national media. I wonder how it's playing out there in Arizona.
It's something that was talked about certainly initially, and the political aspect of the whole thing. But here in Tucson, you don't hear it very much, at least on the local end of things. Certainly we hear it on the national end. I think part of that is because the local media here in Tucson is the local media. So we have a little different view of the entire event.
Sure.
As President Shelton mentioned in his remarks and earlier, this touched everybody in Tucson. It is a million people, but still very much a small college town. And many, many people knew people involved.
Well, as a college town, you know, I was reminded, Buzz Conover, a reporter at the KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson, and I want to direct this to Dr. Shelton, president of the University of Arizona. Reminder of that 1966 brutal shooting by Charles Whitman at the University of Texas, Austin, and how long it took for that school and that community to recover from that event. How do you feel as a university about the healing process? Because in many ways, the coming together really brands and identifies the University of Arizona and Tucson with this event.
Well, be very brief. I think this event was one small step, and I think each individual is going to heal at his or her own pace. It's not something that we can dictate. It's going to come naturally, and the university and the community will have to play continued roles in helping individuals do that.
How are you doing, Doctor?
It's early in the morning. We have a great team, and I couldn't be more proud of the people that pulled this together in about a 48-hour time period.
Dr. Robert Shelton, president of the University of Arizona, introducing President Obama last night at the memorial service for the victims of the shooting in Tucson. Also, thanks to Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson. Thanks so much, guys.